I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. I'm known for saying, I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. It's meaningful to me because that is how I found myself. This week, I thought I would share some of those stories and pieces of evidence that I came upon that informed me about my own life. It began in my 20s when I was just trying to keep my head above water. Having been on my own from a young age, I was in constant search of belonging and understanding, both of myself and the world around me. I was an avid viewer of the Oprah Winfrey Show because she often had guests from all sorts of professions and backgrounds describing either their own experiences or the stories of others. They were defining and putting language to experiences I had had. It was eye-opening to me because I had no role models up till this point in time. My limited interactions with teachers had given me some ideas about art, culture, and literature, but I wasn't looking for that in these stories. I was trying to understand what happened to me as a result of being raised in a violent home. I had tremendous anxiety and was operating from a place of trauma and dysfunction. So any information that resonated with me was validating my senses. I had a deep knowing before I fully understood what that superpower meant. From the outside in, you wouldn't know how damaged, scared, and troubled I actually felt. From the inside out, I watched, listened, and behaved just the way it was expected of me, to keep life as orderly as possible, follow the rules, accept what was given, show grace, and go along for the ride. When I first heard language to describe emotional abuse, I perked up. Stories about that had me glued to the TV. I was seeing my own suffering through others. So for me, this was what the early days of finding myself looked like. I was matching my pain to the pain of other people and piecing together parts of myself. This was incredibly liberating for me. It was the first time I had proof that things were just not right. At the same time, I was consuming more movies than a film critic, getting lost in idealized storytelling. Rose-colored glasses suited me. I've always loved getting lost in films and still do. Only now, I know why I want to time travel or to stick my head in the rom-com sand or dive into heavy documentaries. Then there is the art of comedy. That is the good stuff, where the storytelling includes a range of crazy situations, delivering even the most disturbing truths in just the right way. It makes you think while you're laughing. So as I navigated the interesting dichotomy of real-life stories and film, my emotional intelligence was increasing tremendously. I began meeting a wide assortment of people, spiritual healers, artists, writers, actors, musicians, along with your average professionals. I had a diverse group of friends from varied backgrounds. My urban setting lent for a more inclusive and lively existence. I absorbed every bit from the people around me, listening and learning, going day to day. Life was about survival, so looking forward or dreaming wasn't even a conscious thought in my mind. I just enjoyed being free, being surrounded by colorful people who were free or at least behaved that way. It was a wave I would ride for many years, and I was having a great time. Through my exposure to plays, poetry, and late-night discussions, I would find myself falling headfirst into figuring out who I am. It wasn't straightforward. It would be a long and exhausting process, taking years to really understand how to dream, how to live, and not just survive. That part was life-changing and felt like it took forever to recognize. but I knew I was onto something by tapping into other people's stories. It confirmed our connectedness, our likeness. It affirmed I am not the only one, and more so, that I could create my life the way I wanted. So I did that. By remaining curious and open, I would absorb everything around me, educating myself and filling in the blanks from years of not learning. Every step along the way, I was paying close attention to other people's stories, the language they used, and what that revealed to them. I began consciously feeling and knowing the impact of other people's behavior, sometimes before they did. I dove deeper into the art of emotional intelligence to sort myself out with greater awareness, but also to better understand human behavior. It isn't an accident that I am a life coach and soon to be psychotherapist. I've been unofficially studying human behavior my entire life, collecting stories, watching patterns, mostly my own, but not only, and softening my own rough edges in order to surrender to all that life can be. Surrendering is definitely more fun. There is a great deal of normalizing that occurs when we bond over likeness with one another. It could be something simple like sports or a love of food, but when we are affirmed for emotional life experiences, that connects us in a way that feels safe. That is where we realize we are mostly the same. Now more than ever, our connections to one another are crucial. Be safe, take care of each other, and thanks for listening. That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.